Staying with food, but perhaps getting away from quality, the US documentary Super Size Me exposes American fast food culture as one of the sources of the population's obesity. Its director, Morgan Spurlock, lived on nothing but McDonald's food for an entire month. As a result, he put on weight, his cholesterol shot up, and doctors compared his liver to pate. The film has now reached Czech audiences, and its release is accompanied by a similar experiment to the one the director of Super Size Me went through. A volunteer is going to eat only typical Czech pub grub for a month, and then reveal the results. Pavla Horáková reports.
What you can hear now is the sound of sizzling fat coming out from one of many kiosks selling grilled sausages here in the centre of Prague. Just a few metres away from the kiosk, Super Size Me opens on Thursday. This is also when the Czech experiment, under the title Super Spek Me, which loosely translates as Super Flab Me or Super Bacon Me, will kick off. A volunteer who wishes to be known as Karel Gustav Božan will put his own body on the line, just like Morgan Spurlock. He'll be eating typical Czech pub food for an entire month, with three simple rules. No fresh fruit or vegetables, unless they are part of a meal. No sports, but beer is recommended. Zuzana Pudilová of art films distributor Aerofilms describes the volunteer.
Je to poměrně, řekla bych, urost.
He is a well-built man between 45 and 50. He is almost 2 meters tall. He is not exactly thin, but until now he has had quite a healthy lifestyle.
Ale do téhle doby žil relativně zdravý způsob života.
Before the experiment, Karel underwent a thorough medical checkup, and there will be another one as it concludes. Meanwhile, Karel will be describing his diet and impressions on a special website. Every few days, an expert will comment on the records, among them obesity therapist Eva Malková. She says the typical Czech diet has three potentially dangerous aspects.
People in Czech Republic eat much more fat, especially animal fat, than it's recommended. Then there is a problem with carbohydrate, with high glycemic index. Then the quantity of the food that the people eat very often as a reaction to environmental stimuli. And another problem is the regime of the food that the people very often don't breakfast and they eat especially in the second half of the day.
In a month's time, we will see the result of the experiment. Eva Malková says the change may not be as drastic as in the case of Morgan Spurlock, but in any case, it will be a big event. Zuzana Pudilová of Aerofilms again.
Ten výstup bude veřejná akce.
The result will be presented to the public, most likely on March the 8th in Cinema Aero, where Karel will eat his last sausage, if he indeed survives the experiment.
Well, let's hope Karel survives. I must say, I've never seen a piece of fruit in a Czech pub. That should be a relatively easy rule to keep.